Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Timberwolves are idle, back at it tomorrow. We'll talk Timberwolves with Chris Hine of the Star Tribune at about 5:35 today. Timberwolves should be shorthanded following the brawl last night with the Orlando Magic going into that game with the Denver Nuggets. Right now we're going to talk Twins, and Dan Nahans joins us from The Athletic. Dan, good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, Dan, some sad news to report. Mike Radcliffe, who'd been a part of the Twins organization for more than three decades, passed away on Friday. It was announced by the Twins. Dustin Morris sent out a release, a number of tweets of people inside and outside the organization talking about Mike Radcliffe. That's a real blow.
Yeah, absolutely it is. It's really hard to find someone who would have a bad word to say, and not within just the organization, but throughout baseball. I think when you look at the scouting industry, you have a lot of the beloved old guys that have been in the game forever. And when they are as prepared, as good, as well-traveled, I'm going to guess Mike Radcliffe, a lot more people knew him throughout the game than you'd know. And Twins fans really only know him through his resume, which is pretty impressive when you look at what he was able to accomplish when it was, picking Joe Mauer over Mark Pryor. He's the guy that really kind of hammered the table when it came to Torii Hunter and said, this guy's got star and charisma written all over him, and the makeup is excellent. He's going to be around forever. Being the guy that pulled in the class of Jorge Polanco and Max Kepler and Miguel Sano and just so many others. When you're there for 36 years, you can accomplish a lot. And I don't know where the Twins would have been without him. So there were a lot of people very upset. And, this is something that everybody's had when you get pancreatic cancer diagnosis, the odds aren't very good. So, a lot of people have known that he's been dealing with this for 3 years and like eight months. It doesn't, even when you can wrap your head around it, when that day arrives still, it doesn't make it any less sad. And I think there's a lot of people who are somber in the organization right now.
Yeah, the longevity. And really the game is tight-knit. I know managers and coaches and players change year in and year out. But a lot of the behind-the-scenes staff, the people that are really the heart and soul of the game behind the scenes, have tons of longevity. So when you talk about a Mike Radcliffe, there's no doubt there's people with every club in the big leagues that know Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. And within the organization, talking a handful of people left, like Dave St. Peter and Rob Antony are two of the people that have been around. And Radcliffe, I believe, had both of them by a couple of years. It's just astounding when you think that his first season was 1987 with the club. And he moved up the ladder really quickly and got a lot of power real quick just because his eye was so good and his opinion was so trusted. A lot of good baseball. And you're right. I mean, the scouts and the people on the business side, they're the ones who stick around the longest, because a GM can be in and out. And, Terry Ryan is more of the exception to the rule, than he being around from 1993 as the GM or whatever, 1994 until 2016. That doesn't happen in a lot of places, and you see GMs come and go, but scouts always stay. They're always behind the scenes, definitely a trusted person that beloved within the organization.
Yeah, and Mike able to make that transition from what purely was some numbers, but a lot of feel, a lot of eye. A player had to pass the eye test. There was a lot of gut in it, if you will, where the game now is maybe more about some of the raw numbers and pure analytics, et cetera.
Well, I think the Twins do a good job of, because there's a lot of guys that are scouts, lifelong scouts that are still here. And I think they do a good job of blending the two, which is something that, you're right, some places get away from it and they do go towards numbers. And look, the Twins have definitely gone towards numbers. You see it when they draft. They'll draft a lot of college hitters because they can measure how hard that kid's hit the ball versus an 18-year-old high school player who they're getting, you know, 40 games against lesser competition, where you really do have to trust feel and eyes. And I think that they've done a great job of mixing the two. And Radcliffe was one of those guys that knew it, because here's the thing. The numbers usually were going to back his opinion. If he saw a guy that he really liked, there was a lot of times that he was going to find that guy was performing the numbers wise. I mean, it's just verification of what you're seeing in a lot of times. Yeah. And I think that's it's a good way to just kind of put the two together, because you're not going to take a kid that, you know, I mean, you can tell who a star is and who a star isn't. That part's easy. But some of that data is just backing up and confirming and giving people even more of a reason to back those opinions. And, you know, that's never a bad thing.
Dan Hayes joining us from The Athletic. Mike Radcliffe passed away at the age of 86 in Kansas City, a longtime Twins scout and VP. Tough day for the organization and the game, oh, for sure. Dan joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And Dan, the countdown to pitchers and catchers, we're getting there. It's coming up fast, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And countdown to warm weather, and at least the idea of warm weather is getting there. And, you know, after this winter, I'm pretty sure everybody can use it. Every time I've been outside, it feels like it's like minus 20. So it's been a long one. But, a lot of good, warm, positive feelings from the Twins the last couple of weeks, especially, you know, landing Carlos Correa, I feel like, has gotten people in a good frame of mind with what the Twins could do this year. And, you know, we definitely felt that a little bit at Twins Fest last weekend. It actually felt like it was a feeling. I mean, granted, you're going to get the fans that really want to be there, but there was a fair amount of excitement from the people there. And Carlos Correa got a chance to feel that when he was at all the events throughout the week.
Tough trade. Reigning American League batting champ Luis Rice sent down to the Miami Marlins. Certainly that raised the ire of some fans, but they did add starting pitching depth. And going into this season, that appears to be a positive. Healthy Carlos Correa back at shortstop is something none of us could have imagined at the end of the season, that it would be back in a Twins uniform and locked in for at least six seasons. Another big factor is what will Byron Buxton bring to the table this season are huge, huge factors. But I think beyond that, there are also some question marks. What will this club look like on opening day? What will the infield, what will the outfield ultimately look like on opening day?
Well, I think it's not as much of a question mark as more, can some of these guys stay healthy? You look at the Alex Kirilloffs and Trevor Larnachs, and Kirilloff's coming off a second straight wrist surgery. Jorge Polanco had a knee problem for the first time in his career last year that was pain versus soreness, and that was definitely concerning. Trevor Larnach had a really good April and May and then got a double core injury and was out for the rest of the season. You know, those are some big questions. But, you know, on the Luis Arraez trade, yeah, it is definitely tough to take. It's a guy who I will miss his plate appearances more than anything on this team. I mean, he is a fun guy to watch at the plate, but, you know, Pablo Lopez is, I would say, their best starting pitcher, and he might not be an ace per se, but it's a guy that since the 2020 season has a 3.52 ERA over 340 innings and striking out more than a batter per inning in that time. And they need pitching. And we always, that's the joke everywhere, right? When the Twins get somebody is, can they pitch? Well, finally they make a trade and they get a guy that can pitch, and everybody's upset, and it's understandable. But I think when you look at Luis Arraez, the Twins may be sold at his peak of his value. It's a guy that's never going to have a true position. And I think that's partly because of his knees and his legs. We've seen it. He's had, you know, a blown ACL in 2017 in the minor leagues. He's missed considerable time with hamstring and knee injuries over the last couple seasons. Last year, you know, he worked incredibly hard to get in the best shape that he'd been in, and he made his legs as strong as they'd ever been, and it still hampered him in that second half, and he had like a 715 OPS after the All-Star break and somewhere around an 850 OPS before the All-Star break. So I think they feel like, given the fact that he's not really a first baseman, he's not really a second baseman, he's definitely not a third baseman, I think they felt like they sold high and they were able to get a really good pitcher, and they need really good pitching. So it's always tough when you make those trades, because Luis Arraez is a fan favorite. And look, contact is missing in this game, and he's a guy that excels at it. But I think also they knew with all those other factors that who knows how long his legs hold out. And if they're wrong, they're wrong. But you know, they needed that pitching, especially with Correa back.
As we go into spring training, there's always talk every year of how many jobs are open, what will the 26-man look like ultimately. And I know there's a lot of movement between St. Paul and the major leagues because injuries are indeed a factor. But a starting rotation, filling out the bullpen, we have a pretty good idea who the starters are going to be. But ultimately, how they fill out that bullpen will be something that will develop down in Fort Myers.
Yeah, I mean, I think one guy to look for to see how he rebounds from last year is Jorge Alcala, because he was hurt last year. And it's a guy that they thought was going to be one of their back-end guys, and he missed all of last season but two games with elbow trouble. And he's back. He had a chip removed, a bone chip removed, and they believe he's going to be good to go. They need some guys to step up. They need Jorge Lopez, who they acquired at the trade deadline for Baltimore. They need him to be the guy that they acquired. And that's, you know, I think it's there. I think he, you know, he throws hard. He throws nasty. But he was not at all comfortable when he came over in that trade in August last year. I think being around these guys for an entire spring training, getting to know them and finding, you know, a little bit of comfort going into the year should help him a lot going, you know, to rebound. The bullpen is definitely something that they could use a little more certainty, but there certainly are plenty of weapons. Yoan Duran is, you know, one of the best pitchers in baseball. We saw it last year consistently. You know, Caleb Thielbar has been very good for them, and they have so many other options. And, you know, last year as we go into April and May, Emilio Pagan, who definitely drew a lot of ire for good reason,
sure,
he was sort of one of their trusted guys. Now he's about their fifth best reliever on this roster. And when he's your fifth best guy, you feel a lot better about it because, you know, he really does have some nasty stuff. He just has a tendency to make mistakes. And if he's pitching in the fifth or sixth inning of a game, it's a lot easier to absorb that mistake than if it's in the eighth or ninth inning. So I think the Twins, as much as there's some uncertainty there, I think they're in a better spot to at least start the season. I mean, having Duran and knowing he can close out games, you know, that's a big, big advantage to where they were last year at this time. They were just feeling him out, you know, all of the first half last season and trying to figure out what he could actually handle being a reliever for the first time. So I think they are better off than they were a year ago going in, but, you know, you can always use some certainty.
What about outfield in the structure of this? Because they did make a deal. They picked up Michael A. Taylor from Kansas City. They made that deal. We got Byron Buxton, Max Kepler under contract, Joey Gallo, pretty long list of outfielders. How do you expect them to come north? What is that outfield going to look like?
And Trevor Larnach's in that mix too, without question.
Sure.
You know, it wouldn't shock me the way they've talked that Alex Kirilloff, if he started out slow and maybe possibly on the injured list, just because right now he's doing like 50, 60 swings a day. And this is just educated speculation, but it wouldn't shock me if they wanted to go really slow with him because they want that risk to be as good as it's going to be when he starts the year. And, you know, I know some people might get scared if he starts the year on the IL, but I think they're looking at the buildup process coming off of a second straight surgery. And again, who knows? Because all they've cautioned is that they're going to go really slow with him and that Joey Gallo is going to see a lot of time at first base. And the roster makes a little bit more sense if that's the case, that Gallo is their first baseman. You know, they have a crowded house there. And look, Taylor was brought on to be a guy that can allow Buxton to DH and not have a defensive drop-off. He was a gold glover in 2021. There's been no defensive center fielder that's been better the last 2 years than Michael A. Taylor. He doesn't hit nearly as well, but I think you can absorb that if the rest of your lineup is hitting. Max Kepler is back. That's one that's sort of surprising. It wouldn't have been shocking to see him get traded just because he's really good value. They didn't get the deal that they wanted. However, this is a team that waited up until April 7th last year to trade Taylor Rogers. So, you know, that's always on the table. If Kepler is moved, if they move on from Kepler in the next 2 months, you know, the whole picture makes a lot more sense. Gallo's a two-time Gold Glove winner. You know, he's a guy that was a three war player from 2017 to 2021. You know, he's hit, I think, in the last four full seasons, three of them he had 38 or more home runs. So he's a guy that really makes sense in right field or left field. But Larnach showed what he could be. You know, he had an 875 or an 890 OPS the first 2 months of the season last year. He's a first rounder. He's a good hitter. And he really stepped up his defensive efforts last year. So he's definitely somebody that could be an everyday guy for them if he can stay healthy. And if, you know, it's not a bad situation to have all these guys. Matt Wallner made it to the majors at the end of the year last year. I don't think that he was probably in their plans at the start of the year, just there were so many injuries. But he's definitely a guy that can be there if they run into those issues again. And big, strong arm and a lot of power. So there are some serious options there, and it probably would make sense if Kepler was if they traded him and got help either in the bullpen or even a younger outfielder. But, you know, at this point, they're going to roll with what they got, and I think that means Gallo gets a healthy amount of time early in the season at first base while Kirilloff kind of works his way back in.
Well, a lot of great info and a lot of great thoughts. Dan, as always, good to visit with you. When are you headed for Fort Myers?
I think Valentine's Day, the morning of Valentine's Day. Yeah,
nice.
So we will, two 10 or 11-day trips, one in February and one in March. So don't have to do the entire time, which isn't such a bad thing, but it'll be nice to get some warm weather and get the baseball vibes going for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, thanks. Appreciate your work in The Athletic. And as always, hopefully we can do it again down the road.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Steve.
All right, there he is, Dan Hayes from The Athletic, joining us, talking a little Twins baseball. Tough news on Mike Radcliffe, long-time Twins scout, very, very involved in player development, scouting with the Minnesota Twins, part of the club for well over three decades, passed away on Friday. We appreciate Dan's thoughts on that. He has a piece at The Athletic about Mike Radcliffe. And then, of course, as we count down to spring training, what's this club going to look like when they break camp and head north and start the 23 campaign? By the way, we'll have a ton of spring training coverage and every regular season game here on the home of the Twins. News Talk, 830-WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.